If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Small Biz. Small Biz America.
And welcome back, David Wolf, Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Thanks for being with us. I want to remind you that my business, we talk about a lot of businesses here, my business is podcastandradio.com. We produce and distribute audio content for authors, speakers, thought leaders, entrepreneurs like you who want to build traction with their voice across the globe, online and elsewhere. Visit me. You can send me an email, that is, at smallbizamerica@gmail.com, or go to podcastandradio.com for more info about how we can help you grow your business with podcasting, radio, and video. We're even getting into that now. Jordan Goodman is known as America's Money Answers Man because he's been doing this, answering America's questions, that is, about personal finance for more than 35 years. He was the Wall Street correspondent at Money Magazine for 18 years, was a regular financial analyst for NBC News for about 9 years, Marketplace Radio for 6 years, and is a regular guest on numerous national, local, and television shows today. He hosts the weekly Money Answers radio show on the Voice America Business Network. You can watch for him there or listen for him there. He's the author of 14 books, including Fast Profits in Hard Times, Master Your Debt, The Ultimate Guide to Student Loans, Master Your Money Type, The Dictionary of Finance and Investment Terms. He's on top of all the latest trends with a lot of tips for us today here on Small Biz America. Let's welcome Jordan Goodman. Welcome to the program.
Great to be with you, David.
Absolutely. And look, you've run the gamut. You've been on the personal side of finance. You've been on the business side of finance. Of course, we speak largely to an entrepreneurial audience. Talk to us about the lending environment, the credit environment for businesses overall, and then we can zero in on any particular highlights you'd like to feature.
It's just been very tough. Since the financial crisis of 2008, banks have had a lot of regulations on them. The regulators looking over their shoulders, basically saying, don't take any risk on any loan forever, basically. So yeah. Lend all you want to AT&T and IBM and Exxon, that's fine. But your local business or your startup business, too risky, so don't do it, basically, is what they're saying. So there's a huge void out there for small businesses to get loans who are perfectly legitimate and creditworthy, but the banks either make it impossible or extremely difficult and take a long, long time to do it. So whenever the free market has a void, there's going to be people stepping into it, and there are good people and bad people, David. Let me start with the good people. There are, for example, hedge funds and others who want to lend to small business through various clearinghouses, and my favorite one is a website called CorporateLendingSolutions.com, and they look at your situation as a small business, kind of qualify you, and then they kind of shop your situation out to a whole bunch of different lenders to get you the best possible deal at the best, lowest interest rate. So there is money available, but in many cases, just not from the traditional sources like banks. So that would be what I would say would be a good example, David, would be this CorporateLendingSolutions.com. Let me give you the bad example, too, which are what are called merchant cash advances. You might have heard of these things, where basically what they do is they'll attach your credit card receivables and charge a fee at a very high interest rate. It could be like a 40% interest rate. And they hit you every day. You're a restaurant, and every day your credit card receivables have a little bit gone, and you get the money right away. It's unsecured, but it could just drive you into the ground. And it's what I call the payday loan of small businesses, basically.
Well, that's exactly really... right. I love that depiction because that's what it is. It's a daily draw on your top line revenue, really a forced payment plan. So, look, you're paying for that immediate cash inflow. And for certain types of businesses, they wait too long and then suddenly they need cash and they will go anywhere. Hence the payday analogy. I love that. Go ahead. Sorry to step on you. Go ahead, please.
I'm just saying it's like a treadmill. You get one, and then you run through, and you run up a lot of interest rates and fees,
right.
And then you need another one, and you dig yourself deeper and deeper into it. Last numbers I heard, David, there was about $600 billion worth of merchant cash advances outstanding. Just huge, because the banks haven't done it. So I would avoid merchant cash advances if you possibly can.
Well,
the legitimate places that have lower interest rates and better, and again, that,
Yeah, no, I'd like to focus on this first option, and thank you for that website. I'll repeat it. It's www.corporatelendingsolutions.com. They'll shop your needs out, your debt facility needs out to a variety of what I'll call, and tell me if I'm right, these are semi-regulated or unregulated types of lending institutions as opposed to commercial banks. Do I have that right?
I would call them unregulated in most cases.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, a hedge fund is not really regulated in lending to small business, for example. There are private individuals that are willing to do it. There are foundations. There's a lot, because interest rates are so low, there's a lot of money to be available at lower interest rates as long as it's vetted. And so what these people do is vet the deal, and then the people lending the money know that it's going to be good. And so I would really call it unregulated money.
Jordan, for those who are interested in and in need of a cash infusion for whatever reason, what should they know about the requirements? And I know this is probably a broad spectrum kind of question, but what's the minimum a business owner should be capable of providing, both in terms of information and then also the data itself, revenue thresholds that they need to be achieving, margins? Talk to us a little bit about what these types of lenders are looking for.
Well, I mean, the best way to sum all that up is your Dun & Bradstreet report. So it has all your numbers there. It has your margins. It has your financial history. It has how much credit you've got. And so you really want to tend to a Dun & Bradstreet report. A lot of small businesses do not do that. And that really makes it hard for them to get credit either at all or at decent terms. You have what's called a Paydex score, which is how you pay your bills. And the better you pay your bills, the better your Paydex score. The top score for most is 80. And if you're over 80, I mean, it's hard to get over 80, but if you're at 80, you're fine. You get all the credit you need. So that's kind of what sums it all up. And a lot of people have errors on their credit reports, their business credit reports, just like they do on their individual credit reports. And you want to get those cleaned up if you possibly can so you can qualify for credit. And a website to do that. I've got a website for everything, David, by the way. So
I love Jordan Goodman. Yes, this is great, man. Please tell us the website.
The website for that is called Tour de Business, TourDeBusiness.com, TourDeBusiness.com. And what they do is they clean up business credit reports, getting errors off there, make sure your payments are correct. Just getting your Dun & Bradstreet as good as it can be, because that's the key that all the lenders are going to look at anyway. So you might kind of look for it there. And so,
and for those that may have
a good...
Sure. And Jordan, for those that may not have developed business credit, how do you do that? How do you cross over from, you may be somebody who started a smaller business or a micro enterprise on your personal credit, and now you've got to begin to build business credit. What's the best way to
step across
that chasm?
Yes, you do. Well, I would say one of the first things is to establish the right kind of entity. If you run it out of your personal account as a sole proprietorship and you don't really have a clear demarcation between business and personal, you're asking for trouble from the beginning. So if you're really going into this as a business, this is not a hobby, this is something you're serious about, there are different pros and cons, but a subchapter S could be an LLC, could be a limited liability a partnership, LLP. There are different ways of doing it. I've got a subchapter S for my corporation, for example,
yeah.
And then it establishes credit in its own name. That's the right way to do it. Credit taxpayer ID number, and that shows you're serious as a business and able to get credit. So there are places to get started. For example, vendors, if they see you as somebody who can purchase their stuff long-term, they may be willing to establish a credit line for you. That's a kind of an easy way to get started. So you just kind of get started with your account, and then you kind of build it over time as you build your Paydex score in your own business's name with your own taxpayer ID.
So is it true that a sole proprietorship does not, in fact, build credit, business credit, that is?
Not really. I mean, it's not in your own name. It's not in the business doesn't have a separate tax return, it's a tax ID.
Yeah.
It's all mixed up with your personal account. And what happens is people borrow against their personal credit cards, against their 401k, against their HELOC, and that's all messed. Say the business is successful, to try to unravel all that later and pay back all these things, it is a real mess. So
that's
the
great
moment
advice.
You're serious about this as a business, set up a separate entity. Probably Subchapter S is the best way for most people to start.
Yeah. Excellent. We're visiting with Jordan Goodenbin. If you're just joining us, the website, www.moneyanswers.com. Jordan, I've got about 40 seconds or so. What is your core business? You're doing a lot of writing. You're appearing in the media. You're an author. Tell us a little bit about in 30 seconds or less, right?
My core business at moneyanswers.com is educating people about personal finance in various ways and referring them to resources that I think are really great, and I got an affiliate relationship with them. So I win, the affiliate wins, and the customer finds out about resources they didn't know existed before.
So I love that. So you're really wrapping the education, and you're monetizing it to yourself by being an affiliate, referring them business, and vetting the people for us. When you give us tips, I know these are folks
you
work with, and you believe in them, and they're good folks. So very, very important, and we'll repeat all the assets that are, and we'll also drive people to your website as well, www.moneyanswers.com, for more information from Jordan Goodenbin, who will be joining us after the break. Don't go away. You're with Small Biz America. David Wolf on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We'll see you in a few.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
And welcome back, David Wolf, Small Biz America, on the Biz Talk Radio Network. We're visiting with Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answers Man. So, Jordan, if you're business is in a lot of debt. How do you like to guide or coach those folks around solving that dilemma and getting them out?
There are solutions most people don't know about, and it's the strategy of what I call prioritization. You prioritize the debts. Not all debts are the same, David. So if you have a lawyer who did something for you 3 years ago, it might be nice to pay him, but it's not crucial. If you have the electric company is about to turn off your lights and close down your factory, that's something you really want to pay. So they have different priorities based on the kind of leverage they have over your business. So there are places that actually have that as an algorithm to figure out exactly how much leverage each creditor has over your business, and then they rank them from high to low, and then they make offers to those creditors on how much they can get. So they say, you want 100 cents on the dollar, you may have to wait 5 years. Will you take 10 cents of the dollar? We'll give it to you in 6 months, that kind of thing.
Wow.
And then you end up paying one place that distributes the money to all the creditors, and the creditors don't deal with you anymore. They deal with these intermediaries, and literally they save about 80% of the small businesses they help from getting out from under a pile of debt and save themselves. The website for that, by the way, is helpwithpayables.com, helpwithpayables.com. They've also got a phone number, 877-377-3669, and they've helped about 100,000 businesses get out from under debt by prioritizing like that. It's something
exactly, and it's quite fascinating because most business owners are strapped with the operations, the business of the business, as I often call it, and they don't have time. Not only the algorithmic part of what you're talking about, I mean, we could all look at parts of what you're talking about, like the interest rate, like you might tend to want to retire the highest, most expensive capital first, right, amidst the array of things you're paying off. But there's more to it than that, and that's quite fascinating, the amount of leverage. It's a more esoteric idea than simply the cost of capital, isn't it?
And they've done this with thousands and thousands of businesses. So they know every business, whether it be a lawyer, accountant, a bank, a plumbing company, whatever it may be, how much leverage they've got over your business, and therefore what kind of offer to offer them, and the creditors accept the bill, and then you can get out from under it. So it's a very, very helpful thing. It's a very sophisticated system. I've seen it in great, great detail. They've helped lots. Because what happens is the small business owner gets inundated with everybody's calling them, and everybody wants to get paid first, and you don't have enough money to pay them first. So they typically just respond to the squeaky wheel, which
That's
is probably
right.
not the best use of your resources. And this is the best use of your resources. So,
well, you're absolutely right.
That'll help some of your folks.
Yeah. That's right. The businesses, they get hammered. If they're retail businesses, they're very accessible. The guys will walk in wanting the money, and they're going to respond, to the squeaky wheel. It's exactly right. Now, on the other side of the coin, pun intended, if a business happens to be sitting on a lot of cash and they want to put it to use in terms of, generating some kind of return, what do you recommend there?
So a lot of businesses have a lot of cash sitting around earning literally nothing in the bank. They might get compensating balances for it, but basically they're getting nothing for it.
Right.
So here's a place I've been putting my corporate cash that really gives you a nice return, which are what are called commercial real estate income funds. And there's a website for that, commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2102. You get 8% annual, paid monthly, which you can either take into your business or reinvest, compounding it that way. Minimum hold time, 18 months, and after that you can get your money whenever you like. And no commissions involved whatsoever. So, and the minimum's $5,000. So you can put money in there, now start generating 8% very, very safely, and if you need your money after 18 months, you can get it back. Instead of having it sitting there earning nothing, 8% is a lot better. Now, what they're doing with the money, David, is they are lending the money to commercial real estate projects, typically smaller ones that the banks are not interested in,
right,
that need it for renovation, improvements, maybe even buying a property over a pretty short period of time. And when the property is fixed up or improved and sold, the fund shareholders get a piece of the profit as well. So there may be another 1% or 2% on top of the 8% down the road paid quarterly. So there's a nice, safe place. It's diversified across like 30 different projects around the country. Maximum that they lend is 70% loan-to-value to the property, so there's a big cushion there. People have been doing this for 30 years successfully. So there you go, 8% instead of zero. That's a little bit better on your cash at commercialrealestateincomefunds.com.
Well, this is a huge highlight because, look, there is hard money out there looking for fix and flip deals. I mean, we know those guys are out there, and they're good guys. Many of them know what they're doing, but they'll be lending to a project at a time. Rarely are they able to take advantage of a diversified portfolio or diversified effect,
right,
of risk mitigation.
The way they call it collaborative lending. In other words, the lender, in this case, the fund, is collaborating with the builder-developer to develop the project. And so they see them as a kind of a part of the team,
yeah,
and therefore they're willing to give them a piece of the profit on the back end, which is kind of unusual.
So cool. George,
high current income and a piece of the profits.
I was just going to mention, Jordan Goodman is our guest. If you're just tuning in, www.moneyanswers.com. We've covered a lot of ground so far. Got a couple minutes left with Jordan today, but I want to recap real quick. CorporateLendingSolutions.com. If you're looking for firms that can provide credit. Let's see, we've got helpwithpayables.com. These are the guys that will prioritize your debt facilities if you're, you know, kind of needing to pay stuff off. And it's just you're, rather than reacting to the people that are asking for the money first, they'll help you put it, some context around that. By the way, I'm guessing that those guys take a couple of points, right, or something in that mix, right?
They take a fee. But you're going to earn that well more times, because remember, you're settling some of your debts for 70 cents, 80 cents, 50 cents on the dollar, depending on who the creditor is. So you're saving a ton of money by not paying a full amount, and that well more than covers the 1% or 2% fee that they're charging. And it also is a peace of mind thing, David. In other words, not having to deal with creditors, you can actually run your business instead of being running away from creditors chasing them.
Oh, yeah, no.
If somebody gets a creditor call, say, call those folks. They do it.
It's a horrible distraction for any business owner, and it can erode your energy and just give you fatigue in a world where you've really got to be, you know, feeling positive and feeling good and wanting to market and wanting to get out there and do the business of the business rather than just putting out fires constantly. And we know what happens. I wanted to ask you about the regulatory environment. Back to commercial banks, you know, sort of the traditional retail banking environment. Is that going to be changing anytime soon, in your view? I got about 30 seconds with you.
Well, in theory, the Congress is going to be rolling back the Dodd-Frank regulations to some extent.
Right.
They've got
right.
something called the Choice Act to do that, for example, which did pass the House. But I don't think it's going to loosen up the lending environment that much, even if it goes through. The regulators are just all over these banks, and they want them to have much more paperwork. And they just don't want ever to go near the situation we had in 2007, 2008, where a lot of small businesses got loans they shouldn't be getting and got into trouble. So I don't think the lending environment's going to loosen up, even if they repeal parts of Dodd-Frank.
So in other words, they'll deploy capital in other places?
Yeah, bigger projects, safer projects. But where the growth of this country is, the small businesses and startups, they're still going to have a hard time getting capital from traditional banks.
I love the space you're in. Jordan Goodman has been visiting with us. His website, www.moneyanswers.com. Jordan, thanks so much for joining us on the program. Some great tips. Let's do it again, okay?
Okay. Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Be well. Small Biz America this week. Thanks for joining us as always. Glad you could be with us. For more information, podcastandradio.com. Have a good week.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to stand out and be heard with Doug Foresta. In this segment, Doug explores what it takes to become a thought leader in your field, featuring leading experts about how they became thought leaders and how you can do it too. And now here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, this is Doug Foresta. Thanks so much for joining me. Today, I'm going to be talking about reaching out, the importance of reaching out to people and meeting new people. And I want to say a little bit about, give you some practical tips here. You know, if you're going to be a thought leader and you're going to be someone who is known in your field, you've got to meet people, right? You've got to get out there and meet people. And I'm amazed at the number of people who, for example, have social media, but don't create connections, don't create friendships, and don't really, they're just not able to, or struggle with, I guess, I shouldn't say not able, but struggle with meeting new people and getting out there. And I'll tell you, you know, I really came online in about 2012, even though I've been doing podcasting for almost 10 years now. I was doing podcasting, but I wasn't really interacting with other people online. I wasn't necessarily meeting other people. And it wasn't until about 2011, 2012 that I started to get out there. And one of the things that I did was really get active on Facebook and connect with people on Facebook, people that I, you know, people that Facebook told me that I knew, for example. And the other thing I did was get active on LinkedIn as well. And LinkedIn has been a wonderful place. And I'm going to say a bit about that today. But number one is, you know, the first thing that I want to ask you, are you, you know, a lot of people that I talk to, coaches, authors, speakers, will say, you know, I have my website, now I'm going to sit back and I'm waiting for people to contact me. Or, you know, they can contact me through my phone, they can contact me through my email. And if we're waiting for people to contact us, we're going to be waiting a long time. You know, the best way to get known and to be known, one of the things I like to do, one of the things that's worked well for me, is podcasting, for example. The other thing you could do is guest blogging. But create some type of content, create some type of platform, a media channel for yourself, and then invite people to join you on that media channel, because then you're providing you're automatically creating, the more that you build your platform, the more that you build those media channels, the more opportunity there is for you to reach out to other people and say, you know, would you like to be a guest blogger on my website? Would you like to be a guest on my podcast? Would you like to be on my YouTube channel? And building, you know, the more that you build the value of those channels, the more opportunity is, the more you're able to reach out to different people, and they will want to connect with you because they see the value in that. You know, and you can then be someone who's of service. You know, you can be someone who is really serving people. And I'll tell you, you know, when people sometimes reach out to me on LinkedIn now, and if I see that they don't really have any media presence or social media presence, you know, not that it's not that I don't want to connect with them, but it makes me I'm less excited about connecting with someone, because it tells me that they probably haven't spent a lot of time really being social and building up online relationships. And those relationships are really the key when you think about thought leadership, right? How do you get speaking opportunities? How do you get business opportunities? It's through meeting people. I mean, that's really what's worked for me. And I'll tell you a little bit about the coaching show that I hosted for almost 2 years. In it was December, the last day of 2012, I made a commitment that I was going to get out there more. I'd started to get out there in 2012, and I found, it must have been New Year's Eve, I found a website for coaching, and it was a guy named Ronnie Nijme, who's the owner of PLR.me. And not that it matters, but PLR is a private label rights material. It's materials that you can buy and use, content that you can use. So definitely a plug for Ronnie. You can check out PLR.me. And I decided I was going to hire Ronnie as my coach. I went ahead, and the next day, you know, I signed up, I think, on New Year's Day, and I heard back from Ronnie's assistant on New Year's Day, and we booked coaching. And from there, we ended up working together, and I ended up creating a podcast with Ronnie called The Coaching Show. And that podcast, we ended up doing probably, oh, I can't remember now, but it's over 300 episodes, and we interviewed certainly well over 250 people. And from doing that, that really helped me become more known in the coaching space and become more known in a specific area, because I just interviewed, it was a 5-day week show, and I just interviewed a lot of people. And through Ronnie, I got to meet a lot of people as well that Ronnie knew. And, you know, we brought in different people. So it was really, for me, an opportunity to create more relationships and to serve. And it's a win-win-win, because it's a win for the guests because they are sharing their content, getting their name out there. It's a win, hopefully, for the listeners because they're getting good content. And it's a win for me because, you know, I'm getting my name out there and getting the brand out there. And it was a great experience. And I would recommend, you know, if you're in a place where you're just getting started, or even if you're in a place where you're kind of plateaued and you're like, how do I get more visibility? How do I get more, you know, how do I really claim thought leadership? How do I be seen as a leader? One of the simple ways to do it is, if you haven't been, for example, doing guest blogs, open up your website to guest blogging. Now you're going to have to, if you haven't been keeping up with your own blogging, you're going to need to do that. But you can, you know, you can open up to guest blogging and, you know, work on getting more people to your website. Now, guest blogging itself will get more people to your website. If you don't have anything, you know, you might want to think about either starting a podcast, or you could also do a YouTube channel, or it was at one point these there was blabs, which are really great, but there's other types. Facebook Lives can be another, right, as of this recording, I think Facebook Lives are really great because you can share those with your audience. But the idea is to create something that where you can invite people to join you in that platform. So you can build the platform and invite people to join you, and that will create new opportunities and new relationships. And I once did a webinar about the idea that, you know, every day do one thing to expand your reach. And every day you should be thinking about, how can I expand my reach? How can I meet new people? How can I grow? How can I grow my business? And how can I grow my thought and extend my thought leadership and my influence? And really, if you think about it, you know, one of the great things about social media today is the fact that we can build our own channels. When I started in marketing and advertising, I started studying advertising when I was 19 years old. And I won't tell you what year that is. Well, I guess I will tell you. So it was 1992. And I went to school of visual arts. And at that time, you know, there was no internet. And I remember they said, you know, one day you won't need to rely on television. You won't need to rely on radio, because it was very difficult to break into media at that point. You know, you really couldn't create your own radio station. That would be very expensive. You couldn't create your own television station, right? That would be extremely expensive too. So you were reliant on these large media companies to give you a shot and to help you break in. And of course, you know, only so many people could ever do that. Today, I mean, if we had that back then, it just would have been the most exciting thing in the world. Today, it's all there, right? You want your own television station? Well, YouTube is right there. It's owned by Google. It's massive in terms of search. You want your own radio station? You can start a podcast. You can put it on iTunes. You can put it on iHeartRadio. You can put it on Stitcher Radio. And you know, these things don't even really cost a lot of money to do. It just really takes time. And same thing, you know, with publishing. You know, if you had to, now you can publish on CreateSpace. You can create books. You can create eBooks. I mean, it's really amazing what we can do with thought leadership and platform. But, you know, the thing that's missing sometimes, like I said, is what I see is sometimes people will build platforms even, but they don't invite others to play with them. You know, you've got to be able to invite others and create the platforms to lift yourself up, but also to lift other people up. You know, there was that quote by John F. Kennedy that a rising tide lifts all boats, right? So that's the great thing I love about social media, that it's such a win-win-win. That idea that, you know, it's a win for the people that get your content. It's a win for the people that are, you know, that you're lifting them up, and then they lift you up. So, you know, that's my challenge for you for this week, is to think about, you know, look at what platforms you currently have and how could you invite others to participate and join and collaborate in those platforms. And if you look at it, you say, you know what, I have an online presence, but really I'm maybe posting a couple times a week on Facebook, but nothing really exciting. And I have a website, but I'm not really doing anything with the website. I'm not really updating any content on it. Then if you're going to be a thought leader, you've got to get into the habit of creating regular content. That's just a big part of thought leadership is simply the idea of creating content. And to really look at this in a different way, you know, rather than think to yourself, oh my God, it's one more thing I have to do. Think about, wow, this is something I get to do. It's amazing that we have access now. The technology has come so far that things that would have cost tens of thousands of dollars to set up, you know, can you imagine what it would have been like to set up a television studio in your home in 1992? It was definitely prohibitive. And now you can do these things almost for free. You know, the only cost really is your time. And to get excited about that. Of course, you know, one of the things we'll talk about as well next time is how to find good partners, you know, how to find the people that you think are best for you. But I'll just say as we wrap up that, you know, read other people's blogs, listen to other people's podcasts, go to their YouTube channels, find the information and people that excite you and make you laugh and make you cry. So if you like other people's content, you know, share that with them specifically and say, hey, would you, I'd love to have you on my show. Thanks so much for listening. And now coming up next, more Small Biz America on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Small Biz America.
Welcome back. Joining us again on the Small Biz Brain and returning is Melanie Rembrandt. She's an SEO content marketing strategist and publicist. Welcome back, Melanie.
Thanks so much, David. How are you?
Great, great. Doing well. Thanks so much for the work you're doing for small business and also on these segments, which we're learning a whole lot. Now, today we're going to talk a little bit about sort of what we might call a refresh around your content marketing and SEO strategy, right? I mean, this is like goal orientation and really sort of creating the pillars for the future by looking at the past and seeing how did you do. And a lot of it's the people part, isn't it?
Correct. I mean, you work so hard as a small business owner, even an entrepreneur, that it's so easy to get burnt out. And so, you know, it's sometimes it's good to refresh and reevaluate just to give that extra zing to your business, or maybe even look at doing something else. So, you know, one of the first things I always tell people, it's pretty obvious, but a lot of people don't do it. You know, look at what happened over the course of the last year, the last few months. I mean, did you meet goals? If not, why not? You know, make changes happen, because if something didn't work, you don't want to keep doing that. But if something did work, you want to do more of that activity. And it seems really simple, but a lot of business owners just don't have time to do
that.
Well,
I want to chime in on this, too, because it's some of this, I think, and I know you're going to agree because you've worked with so many different kinds of clients and so many different kinds of businesses, Melanie, is that this is personality type, too. If you're a solopreneur or you're running a small family business or a small company, I mean, you may not be wired to set goals and then look back at sort of the static set of goals that you created and then sort of do a reconciliation of whether they worked or not. I'm saying this because I'm one of those guys. I'm a river boy. I'm a creative guy at my core, so I'm a high I, you know what I mean? I'm very intuitive. So I tend to just move forward, and I don't always look back and then reconcile what I set out to do. And I've worked with coaches around this, but this is a lot of what you do, I think, in your business for your clients, I'm guessing, is you hold them accountable to the goals you set together, right?
Well, that's part of it. And also with new technology, I mean, I do a lot of search engine optimization and tracking. The technology lets you know what is working and what isn't. So it's really easy to see in real time, hey, people really love this content. Let's write more of it.
Yeah.
So I love that fact because it saves time and money and effort. And it's just, that's one way you can use new technology, you know, to help your business.
So in a very real way, you look at what people are responding to and then you follow that voice, right?
Definitely. I mean, and that can be social media. If you're out there interacting with your customers, what are they talking about? What are competitors talking about? what's going on in your industry and, you know, overall, what is worldwide news? I mean, all of this affects your customers in certain ways, and you need to be aware of it so you can give them what they want when they want it.
All right. And speaking of the plan, let me get us back to the plan for today. Sorry, I digress. we all work with team members, whether they're internal or external to our business. So this is something you want us to be aware of, right, about whether our team members are really, you know, contributing and they're really functioning as a part of the team.
Right. It might be very difficult because you might have some really great people that you love working with, but you really have to assess them according to how they're helping the company.
Yeah.
I mean, are they working well with everyone else? Do they provide suggestions, or are they just looking for their next career step?
Right.
You know, the people you work with are so important to your company's success, so it might be very difficult, but you really do need to keep track of that and evaluate your team members and also energize them about the opportunities available at your business.
Now, your next, it's not the next one, but I'm going to jump to it. It's about passion, and this comes up so much. I mean, I've had hundreds and hundreds of interviews, as you know, and you deal with it with your clients as well. Can you get ahead? Can you grow a business if you're not truly engaged on a passionate level with it? I mean, that's my question. Your question is, do we still, you know, take account? Am I still passionate about what I'm doing? So frame this out for us a little bit in terms of how you work with the folks you're working with or just your observations about behavior.
Well, of course. I mean, everyone usually has a big passion for what they do when they first begin their business. And that can kind of go away.
Right.
But the great thing is, as you grow your business, you can focus more on the things that you like to do and give, you know, the accounting and the marketing and the sales out to other people. So then you're more about the overall vision you have for your business. And, you know, if you don't have that passion anymore for it, maybe it's time to look for something else. I mean, a lot of people do various careers in a lifetime. Because if you don't look at that, what happens is you get stuck in a rut. And time goes by, and before you know it, 10 years go by, and you're still doing the same thing, and you just don't have the passion for life anymore. So,
exactly.
Or what you're, not necessarily life, but for what you're doing.
Well,
so.
Sure. No, it makes total sense, and I've done a lot of work on this in the last year. I've been working with a couple different coaches, and I've been producing podcasts with them. And as you're suggesting, I mean, you have to be in alignment with what you love to do, and you need to continually kind of look back at, it's kind of like know thyself. If you don't have a sense of what it is you really, really, really want, and it's not being expressed in your professional life, I mean, you know, money's good, but I mean, time is the real level. Or so, are you spending time on the stuff that really is important to you? Because you're, and back to SEO and all the work we're talking about here with content, your audience is going to hear that you're not passionate about it. They're going to feel that, aren't they?
Oh, of course. And the business owners who are passionate about their companies, you can tell they're super successful. I mean, you see the commercials where the CEO is talking about their business, and you want to be part of that because they love what they're doing, you know. So
right.
It does. It comes across.
Right.
And if sales are dying, you know, that's something to look at.
It's an attraction, sort of the power of attraction or the law of attraction or however you want to say it. And lastly, as we wrap it up, you know, don't be afraid to dream, right, Melanie? I mean, I've been working with you for many years. You've always been open to the idea of the big dream in your own business and for your clients as well, right?
Yes. I mean, I come from a very fairly small town, and I have no qualms about thinking big. I mean, my big model that I love is act as though it is impossible to fail. And so...
Ooh.
You know, you've got to go for it. Life is too short. You've got to pursue the things you want to do, and you find a way. I mean, there's other people out there who've probably done the things you want to do. And it can be hard as a small business owner because you have bills to pay. But, you know, you do have to have that big dream behind you that keeps you going. You know, what's the next thing? What's the next thing I can do? And it just makes life exciting.
Yeah, it's a great note to leave us on. We'll do it again for sure. Melanie Rembrandt, she is an SEO content marketing strategist and a publicist. I love that. The website, www.rembrandtwrites.com, just like the artist is spelled, www.rembrandtwrites.com. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks, David. I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. And that's our show for this week. Thanks for listening, as always, Small Biz America on the BizTalk Radio Network. Remember to visit us at podcastandradio.com to listen to the archives. You can also, of course, find us on iTunes as well. Give us a nice review, if you would. And we'll see you next week. Have a great week in your business.
Small Biz America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.